Hi everyone, and welcome again to Annette Coffee Talk Breaking Barriers, self-esteem. Today we're going to talk about self-confidence. The reason I want to talk about that is because it is amazing the influence we can have when we present self-confidence to the environment that we're in. Have you ever been in a social gathering where you can see two different kinds of people entering the room? One comes in looking on the floor, shallow and shy and very insecure. You can actually tell that they're very insecure, they don't want to be there. And another person comes in smiling, looking around, making eye contact with other people. Now, when you think about those two scenarios, which one do you actually want to talk to? Would you want to go down to the person who is, you know, feeling bad about life and looks like they don't want to be there? Or do you want to go to the person that actually is smiling and very inviting? Well, of course you want to go to the person who is smiling and inviting instead of to the other one, because, you know, you think like, oh my gosh, if I'm going to go to the one that is so nervous and so self-insecure, I'm actually going to have to pour out energy to them. And we want to receive positive energy. We want to feed on positive energy so that we can be positive. So what do you think about yourself? Like, when you walk into a room, what do you penetrate to other people? What do you show? What is your attitude? Try to think about for a minute and then see if you can actually improve in that area. I personally am very happy and joyful person, so when I walk into the room, I usually look for another person that is happy and joyful so I can talk to, and I want to enjoy life. However, it wasn't always like that. As a kid, I was quite insecure, not because I grew up insecure or that I had a low self-esteem value, but because of really bad situations that I've been put in school by my teachers. You see, even as a kid, sometimes you have people who are so angry with their own life that they're trying to destroy yours. And that's unfortunately was in my event. My family was doing pretty well at one time, and my teachers were not too happy with that. So they tried to do everything to actually destroy my self-esteem of feeling good and confident of who I am and where I come from. So if that's your experience, I am so sorry for that as well. But guess what? You can overcome like I did. So I had to learn again how to be self-confident. I had to overcome the negative thoughts of what I experienced before. And thank God that still that positive and happy side of me did remain inside, which was easier for me to actually come back to my original self. It took some work, obviously. It didn't come right away, but I felt like I actually regained myself. So I want to share with you today a few things that you can try out to actually grow your confidence. And if you're not a confident person, that you can put that into practice and see the difference how people respond to you and how you interact with others. So the first thing of growing your self-confidence, what I'd like you to do is every morning when you get up and you go to the mirror, don't look at yourself the way you are and say, oh my gosh, how do I look like? But tell yourself, hello, good looking. Hello, gorgeous. How you doing today? I know it sounds stupid, but it is so effective. You won't even believe it. I mean, if after a week, if you do that every day, you will never get up again looking in the mirror and telling yourself, oh my gosh, how I look horrible. But you will get up and say, hey, you know what? I look pretty good today. Maybe not as good as yesterday, but I definitely look good. And that's the thing that starts. You have to retrain yourself. You have to retrain the way you think about yourself. So that's number one. The second thing is getting out of the door. I know it sounds weird, but when you get out of the door, the first thing you want to say to yourself, you're going to say, I'm going to have an amazing day today. This is going to be a great day. You're not going to feel like that every single day. And that's why you have to tell yourself, that's why you have to train yourself. The minute you get out the door, you say, this is going to be an amazing day. It's going to go great. And that's the attitude that you want to keep in, not because, you know, you're amazing, but because you deserve to have an amazing day. The day is going to be the way you set it out. And first thing you told yourself is like, you're amazing and you're awesome. So the next thing is going to say, hey, I'm going to have an amazing day. I don't care what happens today. I am going to have a good day because that's what I've decided. So number three, it's obviously when you leave the door, you're not always going to have a beautiful, amazing, flowing day with no issues. You're going to have to face some difficult situations or some mean people. But the thing that you need to do is look at them or look at the situation and say, you know what, this is just temporary, or this person is just unhappy. They have their own issues. Let me show them how to be happy. Let me show them that their attitude does not affect me. And let me see that the situation is just temporary. It's going to be gone tomorrow, and it can obviously be resolved. It's not the end of the world. It's not going to last forever. That's what I'll usually do when I come across some really mean people or difficult situations. And I want to focus on the people right now. There's so many times I go in there and you can see the other person just doesn't want to be there, or they're having a bad day, or they're just mean, or whatever the issues may be. I like to play around sometimes and see if I can actually change them. Not to be mean or anything like that, but I do want to help them out, have a better day. So sometimes I say a joke or a smile, and you know what? It is amazing. It is amazing the change that they experience. If I just smile or say thank you, or say a little joke, those people just light up. And maybe you're going to be the one person that actually makes their day, which is awesome, because we can spread that around. Me and my mom are really funny people. When we are together, it's a party. And sometimes we'll go on vacations to the country that I'm from. And usually in my country, all these people are very sad. You don't smile a lot. You know, everybody always has problems. And it may be overwhelming sometimes. So me and my mom, we bring life. I remember one time we were on a boat, on a little cruise, and everybody was just sitting there and watching the tour guide and not saying anything. And then I was like, okay, this is really boring. So I'm like, okay, I need to make this happy. So I said a joke to the tour guide, and then my mom obviously jumped in and we started conversation. And then next thing you know, there was another lady that jumped in, and then another guy. And I think about in half an hour, you could see how the whole boat just started having so much fun. And therefore it resulted for me having a great time and the people. So it's quite amazing how just little thing like that, just saying a joke or starting a conversation, can change not only your life and your happiness, but also others as well. So please try it out yourself, and hopefully you're gonna make somebody else's day and then build your own self-confidence. And the last thing I want to talk about today in building your own self-confidence is when you come back home and you evaluate your day and you think about it. You know, sometimes we'll go and I'm like, oh my gosh, it was just such a hard day. Please leave that behind. I remember I used to teach fitness and aerobics, and one of the great lessons I've learned from my boss, he used to say one thing. He's like, when you go in front of the people, there is an imaginary bucket right in front of the door. Please leave all your problems in there, walk into the door and smile, because those people are there for you. And we had to practice that for about a month before we actually became very professionals and really well known throughout Europe. So I keep that still part of my mindset. I still feel like it became part of my character, that when I come back, or when I go somewhere and when I come back home, I leave all the problems and everything behind. I leave them in that invisible bucket. And then I practice to reward myself. I sit down and I do the thing that I like, and I tell myself, you know what? You did really good today. You did this, you did that. And I pat myself on the back, and it's so okay. Actually, it is necessary for you to pat yourself in the back, especially if you had a hard day, because each one of us need that encouragement. And if we don't get it from other people, we have to give it ourselves. So please put all those things that I've taught you today into practice. And please also let me know, write to my email, annettecoffeetalk@gmail.com, if it helped you, what were the outcomes when you did that. I would so love to hear from you. So thank you for listening, and please subscribe to my podcast. I will do one more podcast on self-confidence, but this time nailing the job that you want. And please enjoy your day. Thank you so much and looking forward to talk to you again. Bye-bye.